Back in the Vernon Indians locker room chats, Mike Smith joined by Trent Platt, the boys' head coach. Coach, you sit at 8-8 on the season with your squad splitting your last two games since we last chatted. 65-54 win at Lynn and then a 59-51 loss to Falls City Sacred Heart last night. Looking back at the Lynn game, I know it went a little rough patch recently with a couple of losses before that, but do you feel against Lynn that maybe the things started to click once again and started to fall your way?
Yeah, we started to turn the corner against Lynn. We came out, we knew we needed a game to get back up over the hump, just to get on track again, and the boys really wanted it, and we came out and we got ahead, we let them back in it, but when it was all said and done, we just kept plugging away, and our shooting increased, and we crashed the boards hard, and we did a really good job against a good team down there in Lynn.
Last night's game against Falls City Sacred Heart was decided by single digits, even though it was a loss. Do you feel that it was still a pretty solid game for your squad out there?
Yeah, we played Falls City Sacred Heart last night and up there in Falls City, and they were, you know, they're a good team. They've got two big post players, and they like to attack the basket. We had one quarter again that was our downfall, and we got down by 13 there in the first quarter. And we've got to come out a little bit harder, a little bit faster, make a little bit better shooting. But we held in there, got it back within six, and then we had to get into that fouling game, and we ended up losing by nine. But we played hard. We never gave up, and, you know, we won the second half, and I think we're headed back in the right direction again. We've got a few things we need to tweak, but I think we'll be ready for Friday night.
Now, we're approaching the end of the regular season here. Just a few more games really left before postseason play starts. What maybe is the biggest thing that you're stressing to your squad to finish the regular season off with, you know, a good stretch and then get ready for sub-state?
Well, we want to improve on our defense, and we've got some really good defensive players, but as a team, we let a few too many points be scored against us, and we're going to try to tighten that up, get a little bit more aggressive on our defensive end, and really go after some teams defensively. We get a lot of steals, but yet we still let them get inside on us, and part of that's our size, but we've got to learn how to play with that, and we're getting closer. But it's still something that we need to work on and get ready for sub-state with.
Got a couple of tough games in your next two. Friday, Washington County at home, and then Tuesday you'll travel to Centralia. Do you like having maybe some tough games right at the end of the season to help prepare for the postseason?
Well, we're finishing out with a bunch of tough games. We're finishing out with the top teams in the TVL, and, you know, that if anything's going to get us prepared to go into sub-state, it's going to be that. And, you know, it'll be a good learning curve for us. It's just like last night, Lynn gave Hanover, it looks like, a heck of a game. And, you know, just like anything, these top teams in the TVL, they could go any way at any time. And as long as we're playing good basketball there at the end, we should go into sub-state okay.
Well, Coach, good luck in your next two, and I'll talk with you next week.
Okay, thank you.
That was Boys Head Coach Trent Platt right there, the Burn Indians Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Burn Seed and the State Bank of Burn.